This is GPB. I'm Leah Fleming. Former 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick will be in Atlanta tomorrow for a private workout in front of NFL teams. It's been nearly 3 years since Kaepernick took to the field. In 2016, he began kneeling during the national anthem before games to protest against racial injustice and police brutality. The wave of backlash against that protest was intense. Some fans felt like the act of kneeling was a lack of respect for the flag and the military, while others began boycotting the league for the way that Kaepernick was ostracized by the NFL. Since taking that stand, no team has re-signed the 32-year-old quarterback. Kaepernick and fellow NFL player Eric Reed, they filed suit with the NFL, claiming the league colluded against him by denying him a roster spot. The lawsuit was settled earlier this year. Joining me now to talk about what this weekend's workout means is my producer, Taylor Gant. Hey, Taylor.
Good morning, Leah.
All right. So recently, Eric Reed, a former teammate of Colin Kaepernick's, said this.
My gut's telling me this is a PR stunt because they've done so many over the past couple of years. So I'll believe it when I see it. We'll see what happens. He's been ready, so he'll perform.
Okay, so that's what he says. What do you think of this workout?
Well, I think it's definitely got people divided. There's people like Reed and fellow players who took a part in that take-a-knee stance a few years ago. They're very hesitant to believe that the NFL has really changed. They think that this is just a publicity stunt to make them appear fair by giving Kaepernick another chance. But there's other people who are a bit more optimistic. ESPN's Stephen A. Smith, for one, thinks that this is a pretty good opportunity for Kaepernick to be signed. And he actually had a pretty interesting theory on who really pushed the NFL to make this happen.
Now, to me, the name that comes to my mind is Jay-Z, because Jay-Z meets with Commissioner Roger Goodell. He's excoriated. All of a sudden, a whole bunch of folks turned against him, accusing him of selling out, turning in his black card, and all of this ridiculous nonsense.
So yeah, he's talking about the deal that Jay-Z signed with the NFL. It was a partnership that was really panned by a lot of people who thought that, you know, Jay-Z was selling out what Colin Kaepernick was standing for as far as racial equality. So it is interesting to think that Jay-Z might be the man behind this push for Kaepernick.
So what are the chances that Colin Kaepernick will re-sign with a team? Realistically, he's been out for 3 years. He's in his early 30s.
That's right. It's tough to say because there are plenty of spots for a guy like Colin Kaepernick. You know, he's been in a Super Bowl. He's played in NFC Championship games. And there's always injuries at the quarterback position. People are, you know, falling left and right. And if you've been watching his social media, his Twitter, you see that he's, you know, still hitting the gym 5 a.m. every morning. He's made it very clear that he's tried to stay as ready as possible. You know, it's all about just finding a team who's willing to take a big risk on him. Really, it's about the backlash that's going to come from signing Kaepernick from both sides of the issue.
So Colin Kaepernick does not live in Atlanta, but yet this is where this workout is going to happen. Why is it being done here?
Yeah, it's not really clear why Atlanta was the place. The team is traveling this weekend. They're heading to Charlotte for a game against the Panthers. So it might just be a situation where they have an open practice facility. It's happening in Flowery Branch. The Falcons will be attending the workout. So as far as potential destinations for a guy like Colin Kaepernick, Atlanta says they'll be there. There's several other teams who say that they'll have representatives there. So it'll be interesting to see if anyone will take a chance on Colin Kaepernick.
So what effects did Kaepernick have on the league ultimately with his protest?
These are protests that were covered nationally for months and months, and they still happen today, actually. There's still a few players who are still taking knees during the national anthem. And especially when someone like President Trump gets involved, the issue kind of got conflated because, you know, the idea that Kaepernick was kneeling for police brutality and social justice got kind of mixed in with the idea of patriotism and supporting the military. So people, you know, really had passionate viewpoints on this, but they were coming at it from different angles. So it was difficult to find a consensus about how people should feel about it because they're being angered and kind of like very passionate about different subjects, all related to this kneeling protest.
Because I know that there are people that still say they stand with Kaepernick and they are not watching football, the NFL season at all. And then there are, of course, people that are just really tired of having this kind of conversation mixed in with their sports.
That's very true. I talked to one of those people. It was actually the vice president of the Atlanta NAACP, Gerald Griggs, who actually led several boycotts against the NFL in support of Kaepernick. I spoke to him briefly this week, and he said that if the NFL finally helped Colin Kaepernick get back into the game, that it could go a long way in repairing some of those relationships between a fan base that feels like he was wronged in a very severe way. The thing is, it's still too early to say because this is only a workout. No guarantees are made at this point.
All right. Well, we will keep an eye out for that because certainly everyone is talking about this Colin Kaepernick workout. Mm-hmm. Taylor, you are my trusted Morning Edition producer. Thank you so much for the update.
Thanks, Leah.
This is GPB. Now I lead the packing. You boys all cap. I'm more Colin Kaepernick. I'm rare as affordable health care. Or going to wealth from welfare. I turn my W's to M's. Yeah, I flip those. I might buy a red bottoms with the crypto. 3 coins, that'll pay your whole semester. But you got to ride it better than a Tesla. Big bank, take low bank.